Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am George W. Bush, President of the United States. But on a more serious note, ladies and gentlemen, I realize I need to bring this country together. I realize I need to form a bipartisan coagulation. So that is why it upsets me when I hear things like I heard a while back. You know, someone came up to me and they said, "The election's over, Al Gore's conceded." And I said, "Let's be fair, the man's a little arrogant." But I don't think we should go calling him conceited. It's just not right. Mm-mm. But right now, I would like to bring my wife, Laura, out here to help me out. Laura, come on out here, dear. There she is. Now, I would like to say, you know, unlike the departing president, I have never cheated on my wife. I've been faithful. Our marriage has been based on truth, honesty, a truly monotonous relationship.
We're cheek to jowl with Colin Powell in back of our big chauffeur caddy.
Won't he look great as head of state? 'Cause my staff belongs to daddy.
I'll do my part for Cheney's heart and keep him from foods that are fatty.
If he checks out, I'd lose my clout and my job as Cheney's caddy. I'm not smart at all like daddy, and the Democrats think I'm a brat.
Well, your campaign ads were ratty.
Rat, 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 rat.
If Al Greenspan gets too batty, if the stock market's starting to fail,
oh no,
I'll make a smart choice like daddy.
Who'll be running the Fed?
Dan Quayle.